question for you, because you're the only one who can answer. On behalf of all the wogs in the room, what was school camp like? Because we were never allowed to go. We were never allowed to go, and for no reason. Oh, man, you can't go nowhere. Why not? You make up all these reasons, because it's raining, a hail, the snake, the spider, the kangaroo punch you. And in Australia come with a big bush of hay. Remember all the excuses we used to use as why we couldn't go? My teacher after a while goes, man, how many grandmothers do you have? This is the third one that's died this year, Harry. What do you mean you can't go to camp? You know, we were never allowed to do the things that you used to do. And I wish I had an Aussie mum. Because you guys had the, you know, because you know what? Look, James. I don't really want to pick on you. I'm actually envious of you. Because, you know, the Aussies, you could do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Well, you could do things that we would never. Do you know how much courage you need as a wog to do things that you would do every weekend? And do you know how much courage you need to ask your parents to have a sleepover? Do you hear that? A sleepover. Just a sleep. That's all we wanted was a sleepover. But I would have a sleepover. What's wrong with your bed? Discos. We weren't allowed to go to disco. Disco. You go in your room, turn the music up, and I come switch the light on and off, on and off, on and off. All these young kids have got, they're having a gap year now. A gap year. Imagine asking your dad that you want to have a gap year. Papa, I think after school I'm going to have a gap year. Huh? What's a gap year? I like, you know, after school I've worked hard. I'll take a year off. You work hard. I needed the gap year, not you. Mate, if you don't go to work, I'll give you a gap right here. Do you understand? Right, once I ask him, can you tell me about the birds and the bees? Yeah, the bloody rotten bastard eat all my fig tree. You had a free ticket. I'm not only making fun of you because we were envious. That's why we were envious of you, because you remember the Aussie birthday parties? We weren't allowed to have birthday parties. The first birthday party I had, I was 21, mate. Do you understand? Well, I used to love going to my Aussie birthday parties, my mates, because you get the whiz fizz. Remember the whiz fizz? And all the Aussies, they had cakes, like they had a football cake, or they had a cake like a super action hero. What did the Italians have? A torta col cuore. He's looking at me like, I'll explain, don't worry, I'll explain. It's just an Italian cake with liqueur in it. One year we had an uncle who had half of it, he got 0.05 over the limit. I wanted to be an Aussie. We wanted, you know what, the wogs, we pick on the Aussies, you know, but deep down, we wanted to be like you, but without the food.
not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Oh,
There you go. That was Steve Vai. Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. Of course, as I say every week. Sure, who else would it be? Anyway, Steve Vai with Tender Surrender. And before that you had, let me get his name right, Joe Avanti, Italians versus Australians. Yes, welcome to the Liam Burke Show. Here we are, another week. More music, more great comedy, more me. Sure, what more could you ask for? You can't, really. And speaking of more great music, here is more great music, and this is from Stone Temple Pilots, and it's Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Yeah, Stone Temple Pilots and Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. That's not easy to say. If you get that wrong, you could be in trouble. Anyway, yes, I hope you've been doing well. You had a great week, and I'm glad that you're back here to join me for more music and comedy. And last week, I was fortunate, after 26 months, to see the great Pat McManus and Plunkett, the new bassist with him, and Paul Falloon, and all in great spirits, and we were just talking about it, and it's just funny that it was like we picked up where we left off back to 26 months ago, and it's just been phenomenal. It's just like we seen them 26 months ago, and then all of a sudden nothing, and it's just like we picked up again as if nothing ever happened, as if it wasn't, except for we're all 2 years older. That's the only difference. But it's just phenomenal. Great to see old people, old friends again. Anne and Gordon Wilson. Then who else have we got? Johnny Hatton. We had Finbar Riley. Darren, of course, was there. And my old mate Vinny. Couldn't wait to get out the door. I was only coming in from the gym. And he says, "Are you ready to go now?" And I said, "No." I says, "I'm going to grab a shower and then I'll be with you." So that kind of thing. He was mad to get out the door, to get a couple of points in and have a bit of crack and enjoy the music. And it was great. It was great seeing everyone again. Fantastic. So hopefully We'll see more and more of everyone. Pat's playing again on the 6th of May. He's playing below in Muldoon's of Drum Condrat. And that night also runs into Saturday, which is the Darkness into Light, which is a fundraiser that's done for suicide awareness. You can donate to that if you want. It's Darkness into Light. Go check it out on the interwebs and you'll be able to find it there. We're going to do the walk. So I was just thinking I'll be coming straight from the gig and going straight into Draw to do the walk. And then I'll get my rest on the Saturday and go over and clean the cars. And then it's a car show on the Sunday. Well, there is one on the Saturday as well, but we give that one a miss because I'll be wrecked. But I'm looking forward to doing the Darkness into Light where everyone will be able to be in the same area. So it'll be a big crowd at all these Darkness into Lights. And as I said, you can go along and you can donate to them if you want. You don't have to. That's Darkness into Light 2022. Nearly forgetting what month it was at this stage. But it's great to be back and it's great to get into it again and have a... just to be part of the whole Darkness of the Light where people have come together and people are up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I think it's before half 4 they start walking and it's just when it gets light and people will be getting out again. It'll be just great. Anyway, time for more music. Stop rambling on. And here is Scorpions, When You Came Into My Life.
Smile, a piece of your heart. You give me the feel I've been looking for. You give me your soul, your innocent love. You are the one I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for. We're lost in a kiss, a moment in time, forever young, just forever, just forever. All the way.
There you go, Scorpions, and When You Came Into My Life. And starting off the show this week, I forgot about it, Steve Vai, and I did say Tender Surrender, but why am I just, I have to, I say this every week and I must fix it, but each time I move the knob on the desk, it seems to just play up. Anyway, yes, Steve Vai, I'm looking forward to going seeing with Mr. T. Kelly, and that is in June, and also looking forward to going to see the Ballyshannon Massive, which is also known as the Rory Gallagher Festival, which will be on again this year in Bundoora on Ballyshannon. And I asked Vince the other night, I said, what's the story on our, what do you call it, accommodation? He says, I've none. I says, well, we ain't going to get any now because usually that books out a year in advance. So, I mean, obviously they only knew after Christmas about it, but I'd say they just booked out like wildfire. Anyway, it is what it is. If need be, we'll have to maybe sleep in the back of a vehicle of some description. Here is said man, Rory Gallagher, with A Million Miles Away.
Sailing like the driftwood on a windy bay. smile all round the room. This conversation overflowing. So why must I sit here in the gloom? This hotel bar has lost its people. The piano man has caught the last bus home. The old bartender's asleep in the corner. So why must I still be here? I don't know.
Something is coming for you. Look out!
There you go, that's Dio and Holy Diver. Yeah. Now it's the time for some Tin Lizzy, and this time around it's time for, like me, the cowboy song.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling wind's wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That was Thin Lizzy and a cowboy song. Especially for myself, because, you know, I am a cowboy. I'm kidding, you know it. Anyway, time for more comedy on the Liam Burke Show. And here is Joanne McNally, one of my newest favourite comedians. And she's from Dublin. Living in England, of course, but she's from Dublin. He filled a condom full of ham, and it's Joanne McNally.
I'm full of ham, and he was deep-throating it, and he was going out onto the tables and, like, drinking their wine. Like, he was, like, double. It was, like, it was so full on. And I was there going, I can't fucking fuck. What am I going to do? My first Edinburgh show was called Bite Me, and it was a dark comedy theatre piece about bulimia, which is so Edinburgh. So it sold quite well, because obviously it was dark and weird. It was a slog. Oh my God, it was such a slog. I was flying for...
I didn't realise that was just talking about the Edinburgh Festival, so I'm just going to see if I got another one that... Because she did, I know she'd done some stand-up at the Edinburgh Fringe, but it's without an audience, so it might be a little bit... No, we'll just forgo it. Here it is. Let me try this one here. This is... where did we get it now? It is, there's ads on here, so I'm going to have to just feather here for a second and let this video will play after ads. Oh, there's 12 seconds. So you have to listen to me waffling on for the next 8, 7 seconds, whatever it is. And I'll do my best. This is about, Joanne McNally talks, or thinks modern feminism is a very expensive, is very expensive. Right, come on, let's get on to it. I don't want to be sitting here waiting on this. They're doing a bit of talking here beforehand, and I just, it's not what I was wanting. I was hoping she was going to do a bit of, no, that's still, no, let me see if I can move it on forward a bit. Right, we'll try it now and see what this does. And hopefully this will work.
Woo! What a treat! Ah! A magic! Yes, keep going, it's great! Amazing. How are you?
Good.
How are your corona lives?
Good.
So I'm just back from Ireland. I had to go home for the corona, and I was back living in my mother's attic, which was a nightmare because I've only just moved out of the place. I was back living in her attic because, well, I made some bad financial investments in Zara. So everything went into Zara, and then I went back into the attic. I was living in my mother's attic for like 3 years, and all the girls were calling me Joanne Frank every single time I left the house, which was super embarrassing. So I was like, right, it's time I got married, you know, because I need a house. So I've had to swap all my dating priorities from dick to brick. Now I don't care if he's impotent. I don't give a shit. I'll just fold it in. Do you know what I mean? I'll just fold it in like one of those foam fingers. Do you know those foam fingers? Do you know where I'm going to fold it in? I'll tell you. In one of the many rooms I now own for free. Because that's feminism. Think about it like that. That's modern feminism. Isn't that right? I like feminism, but it's very expensive. I don't find paying for shit empowering. Not going to lie. Rich men are a waste of time. You think they're a great idea. They're not. Do you know why? Because it's not your cash, all right? It's still theirs. They're not shooting coins into you. That's not what that is. I know. It's so disappointing, isn't it? If they're not shooting coins in, then why does it look like a purse? Someone explain that. I don't make the rules. That's just Mother Nature. What sort of sick joke is that? I had a boyfriend. He liked it. He was useless anyway. Do you know the way they are? He never asked me anything about myself. He never went to my mother's 70th birthday, which was a huge affair in our house. She couldn't decide what she wanted to do for ages, and then eventually she decided, and she was like, I know what I want to do for my 70th. And we were like, go on. And she was like, I want to go clubbing. And me and my brother were like, I fucking hope she means Seals, because we would actually rather go and club a seal to death with her. It would be less embarrassing than bringing her into a club. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, he wouldn't go. My boyfriend wouldn't go. And he never asked me anything about myself. Like, men don't really chat, you know? Like, he used to go drinking with the lads. And he'd come home and I'd be like, how are the lads? And he'd be like, what? How are they? He's like, oh, I don't know. How do you not know? What do you talk about? He's like, nothing. I'm like, really? Because you've been gone for 2 days. And you're telling me nothing was discussed. Nothing. They don't talk about anything. They're mute. Whereas when I go drinking with my female friends, there is no information not exchanged. Women won't shut the fuck up. It's true, isn't it? I can't keep information in. I can't keep a secret. It gives me a UTI. That's what UTIs are. They're trapped germs. That's literally what they are. They're secrets that need to be released. They need to be urinated into the pub. Isn't that right? That's why when I go drinking with my female friends, every single sentence starts with, oh my God, okay. You can't tell anyone what I'm about to tell you. Joanne, I'm serious. I could lose my job. And you're going, oh my God, Carol, what is that? Carol, you know it's going to be good. She's a bit of a slut. You're like, Carol. So we're having an affair. She's like, Joanne, I need to trust you. You've betrayed me 16 times. Change, Carol. I'm a new woman, Carol. I'll take it to the grave. But the grave is actually the name of a WhatsApp group you've set up with you and all your friends who aren't Carol. And it goes straight in there. But this man never asked me anything. Never asked me how I was, my ex. He was useless. Useless. The only time he ever asked me anything decent was during sex. Then they're full of questions, aren't they? His main question was, Joanne. And I'd be like, yes. He'd be like, where do you want me to come? Ask him. Oh, it's so good to chat. This moment's about me. Embrace it, Joanne. Embrace it. He hasn't looked in the eye in years. I'm like, where do I want you to come? That's so exciting. So many options. Not my eye again. That was actually incredibly painful. I know I'd like you to come. My mother's 70th birthday, please.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
Well, I hear my train of thought, man.
Yeah.
The unmistakable Jimi Hendrix and Hear My Train a Comin'. As I said many, many moons ago, if you'd like to get music played here, if you have a band or if you band have a single, you know a band has a single, or maybe you have someone out there. I'm looking forward to a new an album that's coming to me. Tony Smith, a couple of weeks ago, we've been playing his music on and off, and Tony has a new album out called Tone's Tunes, and I can't wait to hear it and have it here and play it for you on and off then the whole time, because he's a fantastic musician, as are all the different people that I play here, the likes of Des Morphy, Jordan Dennis, Roy Shields, Paul McCann, all the different people that play here. It's just phenomenal. Pat himself, and it's just great to have great music around you. Here is great music from the one and only Audio Slave, and it's Like a Stone.
For all that I've blessed and all.
There you go, Audioslave and Like a Stone. Always saddens me to see Chris Cornell is gone. One of the greatest, greatest talents around. Absolutely fantastic. And I was lucky enough to see him in concert many moons ago up in Dublin. He was supporting... Who's he supporting at the time? Oh, yeah, he's supporting Aerosmith in Marley Park in Dublin many moons ago, and I was lucky enough to see him. I didn't know who he was at the time, and when he played Black Hole Sun, then I knew who he was. So there you go. Great loss, Mr. Chris Cornell. Gone out of my head there for a second. Here is Marillion with Sugar Mice.
I was flicking through the channels on the TV on a Sunday in Milwaukee in the rain, trying to piece together conversations, trying to find out where to lay the blame. But when it comes right down to it, there's no use trying to pretend. But when it gets right down to it, there's no one here that's left to blame. Blame it on me. You can blame it on me. We're just sugar mice in the rain. I heard Sinatra calling me down through the floorboards, where you pay a quarter for a partnership in rhyme. To the jukebox crying in the corner, while the waitress is counting out the time. Trying to pretend. But when it gets right down to it, there's no one really left to blame. Blame it on me. Oh, you can blame it on me. We're just sugar mice in the rain. Bye.
while I sit with the broken angels, clutching at straws and nursing our scars, blaming on me, blaming on me. Sugar mice in the rain, your daddy took a rain check. Your daddy took a rain check.
There you go, that's Marillion and Sugar Mice. I remember listening to the album many, many moons ago, and just, it's unbelievable. I haven't heard them for a long time, but I think Fish is officially gone from Marillion, and they have a new lead singer as well at the minute. And over the, I think the other night, we had Simple Minds were playing in Dublin, so I must get something on from them as well. Here is Status Quo with Pictures of Matchstick Men. There you go, Status Quo and Pictures of Matchstick Men. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, yeah, a bit of Billy Idol. I haven't played Billy for a while. And I've got a track from him that he took from the Doors. I remember seeing him back in the old Point Depot in Dublin many, many moons ago. And he, I think it was 1991. I think it was 1990 or 1991. He was coming off recording the film The Doors. And he was supposed to have a bigger part in it, didn't have a bigger part in it. Only had a cameo in it because he came off his motorbike before that and done harm to his leg. And he actually came out on the stage, I think at that stage, on the motorbike just to give himself a little bit of a lift out. Anyway, here is Billy Idol with LA Woman.
LA Woman. see your hair, it's burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, well, you know they are a liar.
Yeah, there you go, Billy Idol and LA Woman. And he really hasn't changed over all these years. He hasn't changed that much at all. Just check it out. It's fantastic. Now, time for more comedy. This time around, who have I got? Oh, yes, I have Angela Johnson with My Bro Sleeps with a Teddy Bear.
My little brother, he's starting to get into that, like, MMA fighting, right? See, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a fan of my brother doing that. Right, and he's like Mr. Macho Guy, like muscles, tattoos everywhere. Like, all he does is train to fight, work out at the gym, and take pictures of himself for Facebook. Right, like Mr. Macho Guy. But really, if you knew my brother, he is the most sensitive guy you will ever meet. He is, like, he's the first to cry at an Allstate commercial. He cannot take constructive criticism. And he still sleeps with a teddy bear. Yeah. And not even like a little one that you can hide somewhere. Like a full-on, I won this at the county fair. And now I'm gonna sleep with it. And he's had it for years, since he was a kid, right? So it's filthy. You know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. And one day my mom washed it. She put it in the washing machine. And my brother came home and he's like, Mom, where's my bear? Where is my bear? I washed it. You what? In the machine? Well, does he still have his nose? No, I think your bear tapped out. Sorry. You're an adult. Stop sleeping with bears. And move out. I got a lot of good childhood memories growing up, but now moving on to that next phase in my life. I just got married recently. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I know, I didn't mean to blind y'all, sorry. I know, it's real sparkly. Hey. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Angie from the Black. Kick it. When I first started telling people that I got married, like, a lot of people were surprised. They're like, what? Oh my God, I didn't even know. I thought you were a lesbian. Surprise. Ponytails because I'm lazy, not a lesbian. But thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I mean.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Gold Dust. Gold Dust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
This house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, we'll be right back. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
There you go, Riders on the Storm, LA Woman. I just thought, seeing as Billy, or not, Riders on the Storm from the album LA Woman, I just thought, seeing as we done Billy Idol beforehand and he done LA Woman, why not play The Doors from the album LA Woman and Riders on the Storm? Now, what else have we got for you? Oh, loads more still coming. Well, no, I wouldn't say loads more still coming, but we've plenty more still coming, like this one from Blue Eyes to Cult, and it is Godzilla.
Helpless.
Godzilla. Godzilla! There you go, that was Godzilla from Blue Ulster Colt. And I didn't realise we are very close to the end of this week's show. I've still a couple more to go for you before that comes up. And love to hear if some week you'd fancy playing 15 or 20 songs. Why not hit me up at liamborkshow.com or maybe at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. Also, you can get me on Messenger as well if you want. You can do that too and leave a list of 15 or 20 songs, maybe some comedy links as well. I'd like to play them as well for you. Anyway, let's keep the Liam Burke Show going at this minute because a couple more songs before we finish. I mean tonight, like, I don't mean just let's keep it going, because if you don't keep it going, if you don't send me stuff, then it won't keep going. Not like that, like, you know what I mean? I know, enough of that shit. Anyway, here is the Cult. With, seeing as we had Blue Oyster Cult, here is the Cult with Sweet Soul Sister. We'll be right back. There you go, The Cult and Sweet Soul Sister. Now, just one more track before I finish off this week and leave you until we get back here next week again. And I want you all to get back here same time, same bad place next week. And I want you all to stay safe. So it's going to sign out with a CCR track. And I don't want anyone to be what this track is, which is called Gloomy. But instead, I want you to be all happy. And see you all back here next week on the Liam Bourke Show. Liam Bourke signing off. Take it easy. See you all very soon. Stay safe. Mind each other.